Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May. My guest this morning is Rosine Johnson. She is the new executive director for the Pace Center for Girls. And I am so happy. This bright smile, bright face, intelligent, and a heart for our girls. Welcome to Star 94.5. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. Very happy to be here. Honored, by the way.
I am just so happy. Met you through CC Tenio.
Yes.
Yes. And just so happy she's on your board along with another good friend who put us in touch, and just wanted to find out a little bit more about you, Rosine, and your connection with kids.
Sure, absolutely. Well, thanks again for having me. I have actually been in education for over 20 years. I started really young in education, and I've always had a heart and a passion for children that were disadvantaged, those that either needed more supports and weren't receiving them, or children that were, unfortunately, just the way that our system is set up, a lot of times there are a lot of kids that just fall through the cracks. So those were the kids that either ended up in my class or ended up in my centers or schools that I ended up leading. And so it was a natural fit for me to find myself at Pace, because when I started in education, I actually started with teenagers and youth. And so my background is in youth development. So being able to work with teenage girls was such a opportunity for fulfillment, knowing that as I was looking at those girls, it literally felt like I was looking into a mirror, and I could see myself at 13, 14, 15 years old, wanting to do so much more, but just feeling like the boundaries that were around me were so constricting and I couldn't. So knowing that there were so many amazing women along my path that have helped me to succeed and help me navigate the right and the wrong ways to turn, I couldn't miss the opportunity to be able to do that for our girls here in Orlando.
We couldn't have asked for a more well-rounded answer than that one right there. If you had not said looking at these girls was like looking in the mirror or something of that sort, a Pace girl is not an unusual girl. No, she's just a girl that is charting a different course than a regular Orange County public school girl. Doesn't mean that she won't go back to her home school, but she's taking a break now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think I love how you started off with a Pace girl, because I think there have been many connotations about what a Pace girl is. And really at the core, I see a Pace girl as a girl of promise, a girl that may have made some decisions that may have not been the most favorable, but has done so based on the environment around her and what she knows, and recognizing that she needs more answers to make a better decision. And that's what we're there for. So you're right. Any girl truly can be a Pace girl. And there really is no kind of cut and dry answer, but it's really about the young lady that really says, there's more that I want to do, and I know that I can, I just need help.
Also, I think that a Pace girl is so special because she's chosen not to give up.
Absolutely, absolutely. Girls choose to come to Pace. It's not a requirement. It's not, again, that's part of that connotation, right? That I think may have been out in the community. These are not court mandated or mandated girls or families for that matter. These are girls that are truly making choices to better their lives.
Many of them have had some struggles.
Yes.
That they didn't ask for. They may have a difficult home life. They may have had a situation occur in their past. But the thing is, like I said, they're choosing to move forward from that. So besides the academics, Pace Center provides for the girls what? Counseling?
Counseling and social services. And I think that's the part that makes Pace so unique, in the fact that when you asked about my background is in youth development, but also in early education and child development. And so the way that we see that children overall develop, it's all interconnected. You can't separate social development from academic development, from physical development. It's all connected. It's one holistic approach. That's what we do as humans. We need all of those aspects to thrive. And I think what traditional school does, and they're our partner, so they focus on what they do best, which is focusing on the cognitive and the academic skills, which is what they should do. Mm-hmm. That's why they're the public school system. The challenge is for the girls that may end up at PACE or may need PACE or choose PACE, is that their academics are suffering because there are other social issues that are preventing them from focusing. You mentioned, you know, quite a few of our young ladies have had some challenges. Some have dealt with various levels of abuse and other level of trauma. Trying to bring that into a school setting and dealing with what might be happening at home, or the fact that they don't have a home to go to after school, really challenging to focus in on this math problem, or really challenging to focus in on what I need to do in English class when I'm worried about if I'm going to go home and if I will have a home.
Mm-hmm.
So PACE provides social supports in terms of counseling, direct counseling. We provide counseling groups for the girls where they can begin to start shedding those layers of pain, of anger, of hurt. But we do that for the girl, but we also bring in the family. And that's the other part that makes us unique, is that we realize, yes, the girl is coming to us, but she has a family that's surrounding her.
Mm-hmm.
So mothers and fathers and siblings, they all need support. So we provide case management supports for the family. If they need additional food, if they need additional shelter, how might we connect with our community to help get that family what they need so they can help their girl be successful?
If you're just tuning in, Rosine Johnson is the new executive director for PACE Center for Girls. How long has PACE been in existence?
PACE as an organization has been in existence over 30 years. Our Orange County site is the third site that has been created, and we are going on 28 years.
I think it's phenomenal. We have met a couple of the executive directors, and each has come through the radio station with a set of standards, of course, to maintain the PACE Center for Excellence, but they also come with their own personality. And I think that that is a good thing. I really, really, really do. And I love your background too. Rosine Johnson has an extensive background in education and also in just youth development. Would you say that you prefer working with young ladies more so than anything else?
I do. It's a refound love, because when I started, I worked with teens. I actually, I'm originally from the Midwest, and I remember my first job out of college was working with teenage girls developing a drama program. Now, I cannot act to save my life, but I was put in charge of this drama program and teaching these girls how to express themselves. And I had a blast. I had more fun than they did. And that was when I realized that I really loved working with teenagers, their energy, their youthfulness, obviously, but their resilience and how creative they can be and how open they are to the fact that, you know, we really can change the world. One idea really can do that. So I do. I love it. I do love the little babies too, though. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest. I do love the little ones, but teenagers have my heart for sure.
And there's something special about a teenage girl, especially that middle high school girl. They, if not attended to, can wreck the rest of their lives. And I'm telling you, there's so much hurt in our community. And not just here in Orlando, Orange County, not just in Seminole County, but there's so much hurt going on right now. There's so much in terms of bullying. There's so much still happening in terms of teenage pregnancy. There's so much happening in opioid and just overall substance abuse, mental health awareness. We stand behind that it's a stigma that we don't want to be associated with, yet and still our teen suicide rate keeps spiking. So there's obviously something going on, and a school like PACE Center for Girls might be a better choice when any or some of those things or all of those things could be affecting a girl's growth.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that was when I think about growing up. And it's so funny, we had a field day the other day. Now, this was hilarious. So we took the girls outside. One of our teachers said, we should do field day. So, you know, and we remember kind of old school field day of you know, you have your tennis shoes, you're ready to run, you do the races, you do all these different types of things, you play games, but everything is outside. So first of all the girls had to be cute. So that is part of everything
yes.
that you said. Everybody has to be cute because they have to do it for the gram. So everybody had to be cute. But then it became such an eye-opening experience for us to realize that the games that we grew up with, Simple Double Dutch, playing Jump Rope, Red Rover, Simon Says even, Freeze Tag. We used to play Freeze Tag all the time. But our girls never experienced that.
They didn't know what to do.
They did not know what to do. And what that really, as a staff, opened up for us was, wow, these girls have missed out on true childhood. And that gets back to everything that you're saying. The way that children are growing up these days, from the media to all of the easy access to everything around them, it's really robbing them of that beauty and innocence of basic childhood, of when you could go outside, have fun and play and just relieve all those burdens. What's happening for our girls is that they're carrying those burdens all the time. They're in unsafe neighborhoods. They don't have a place to let go. So Pace becomes that safe haven for them, where not only can they get their academics, they can be there with their counselors, they can make new friends, and they can really regain elements of that childhood that they never had.
Mm-hmm. It's necessary. It's beyond necessary. You can't move forward. It's almost like without experiencing the joy of a childhood, you become this instant hardened adult.
Yes.
Before your time. And you mentioned some of the perils that they may struggle with. Home life is the biggest issue.
Absolutely.
In many instances. So for Pace Center for Girls, what is the interaction between parents and the school system? Because, you know, we don't get a lot as African Americans. We don't get a lot of parents turning up for PTA days and, you know, just parent-teacher conferences. What is that turnout like for Pace Center students and their parents?
That's a really great question. And that's something that we really pride ourselves on, because in order for the young lady to even join the program, she and her parents have to agree to monthly either parent engagement meetings or a home visit. So we want to get close and personal, because we want to be able to help the whole family. If that parent does not agree, we are unable to accept the girl. It's not meant to be harsh, but it's meant to send the message that, to your point, we're here to help the whole family. Mm-hmm. And we're grateful. We have about 80 to 85% of our families that show up, that come to those MPCs or that come to the home visits. We had a wonderful outreach event with all of our families for the spring. We had over half of our families show up in the evening, which was huge,
mm-hmm.
because we have a lot of families with transportation issues,
yeah.
multiple children. So for them to, and jobs, a lot of them work third shift. So for them to be able to readjust that schedule and to come and to hear about the school and to hear about the new changes that have been made was fantastic. And we had families that we hadn't seen in a while show up and say, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing for our daughters. And I think for me, that piece is priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have that parent on the phone, whether it's a mother or a father, and they're calling us to say, I don't know what more to do, and I see my daughter making the same mistakes that I did, knowing that we can help them change a generational cycle, that's powerful. And that's why I'm in education. That's why I do what I do.
Maybe now you'll understand, and this is a little personal, we're going to go on the side for just yeah. a second. That's why I do Let's Spill the Tea.
I love that. I love that. We talked about that the other day.
That's why I do Let's Spill the Tea, because I have to just share with parents all the time. Your past can save your daughter's future, but you got to share it with her. You cannot put yourself on a pedestal. We don't have that kind of time, so that she sees you as this person that she could never make a mistake and come back from. She could never tell you, Mom, let me tell you what happened to me the other day, so that she could never feel safe in her own home, her own space, with you as the role model. Because believe it or not, even though there might be stress, strife, and strain between you and your daughter, she still respects you to the utmost. And it doesn't seem like it at times, but you are the person that can right her wrongs. Don't give up ever on your daughters. It's
Absolutely.
A struggle, we know, but don't ever give up on them. At some point, a bell is going to ring.
Yes.
And a light is going to go off, and she's going to realize, okay, she's not my enemy.
Yep.
She's just Mom.
Exactly.
She's not my enemy.
And she's my friend. And I think, and we were talking about that the other day, and I'm so grateful that you do this, because I think it's the level of vulnerability
yeah.
that when, and I remember those conversations with my mother, and I'm thankful that my mother is still living, that we can still have those conversations. But it was in those moments when she was very vulnerable to say, you know what, I'm ashamed to admit, but I was a victim of domestic violence. And these are the things that you want to look out for so it doesn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. Those moments right there helped me see things in a totally different way. So when I did choose my life partner and when I did choose my husband, I remembered the things that she said to steer away from. But if we never had that conversation, if we never had that moment to be vulnerable and for her to just say, hey, I made a mistake and I didn't, no one was there to help me, but I want to be there to help you, mm-hmm. that changed our cycle. And so I'm so grateful for the work that you do with that, because it's not easy, but it's so necessary.
It is not easy, but I see breakthrough at every single one of the T's. And we're in our fifth year now of doing these T's, not just once a year, but a couple of times a year. And last year we had an opportunity to take 35 moms and their daughters on a retreat, and we're in the woods and it's raining. So all that we had to do and plan for being outside, we now had to move indoors. Wow. And so that's containing energy in a different way. It was fabulous. And I got to tell you, the breakthroughs that were made were phenomenal. There comes a time in every woman's life when she has to realize what she needs to be responsible for in terms of what's happening to her and what she can change.
Yes.
And in domestic abuse, take that as an instance. If we're never told what to look out for, we're going to think that what we see, feel, and hear is very natural.
Correct.
That may not be the case if it's not a good feeling.
Yes.
But if all we're seeing is negativity in terms of a man and a woman or two women or whomever interacting, that's going to be the norm for us.
Well, and what I love about PACE is that there are a lot of strong women that work there, obviously. But I love the fact that we have some strong males that are there. Our program director is actually a male, and we've nicknamed him Mr. PACE. And when you're talking about seeing a strong male figure, but someone that the girls can trust, that they can see, wait a minute, this is a man that actually can care about me and in an appropriate way,
mm-hmm.
and can show me how to move forward in my academics. He's our academic manager that can show me how to move forward in that. Totally changes the trajectory of what they've seen. They also see him with his children, that he has a family, and that when they walk into his office, they see the picture of his daughter and his son. Totally changes their framework of, wow, a family is really, truly possible. I may not have seen it, but it actually exists. And how powerful is that? So I'm grateful for our team, male and female at PACE.
So are there other openings at PACE? Have you ever been asked that before? You got any more room on the deck?
We always have room. Right now, we are looking for a math teacher. I don't know what it is about. Actually, I do. So God bless my math teachers I had back in the day, because, boy, they helped me out a lot. But we are looking for a new math teacher. And we have a couple of people in that have mentioned interest, but it takes a special person to work at PACE. They have to have a lot of energy. They have to be willing to give the girls some space. Some days are not as easy as others, and they have to be prepared for that. But they also have to love teaching. PACE is not an environment where if you don't really truly love teaching and loving every single moment of when you see that light bulb go off, then we're not the place for you. But yes, we're definitely looking for math teachers. So anyone that knows anyone, please call me.
All right, we need your number then.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes, you can contact us at 407-992-0456.
Where is PACE Center located?
We are actually located right off of I-4 and Lee Road on Wymore Road. So from the from I-4, as you're passing Lee Road, you can actually see our building. But our actual address is 445 North Wymore Road in Winter Park.
If you're just tuning in, Rosine Johnson is the new executive director for PACE Center for Girls. Phenomenal stories coming out of this new regime right now, and this is so good. I've always loved the good stuff that I hear. I try to get out there for your luncheons. I understand you have a breakfast coming up.
We do. On June 6th, it'll be at Lou Gardens, so a new venue for us. Beautiful venue. a way to showcase that our girls are blooming and blossoming. So no better way to do that than at Lou Gardens. And it'll be from 7:30 to 9, a way for the community to see a new pace and remind the community that we are still here. Our mission is as strong as ever, and that we are still here to serve as many girls and families as we can.
Tell us your mission statement.
Our mission statement is that PACE exists to provide an opportunity for girls through counseling, education, training, and advocacy, where they can live a life of grace and integrity and greater opportunity.
I love it. I love it. PACE Center for Girls is not just your regular school. How does a student get enrolled there?
Well, they can call us at the number. So any family, and our referrals come from multiple sources. We get referrals from the schools, from individual parents or family members, also mental health clinics or therapy centers. But they can start by calling us at that number or visiting us on our website, and they can actually do a referral link there. One of our team members will respond within 24 hours to start the process.
Do you have a capacity of girls that you can intake?
We do. Our capacity is 50. We have space for a few more. And we generally average about 40 girls or so at a time.
All right. And are they middle and high school or just high school?
Middle and high school.
Middle and high school. I really wanted to have you on. First of all, I know that you're not new to the city per se, but I just really wanted to get the community aware again. I try to introduce them to every executive director that comes through the doors at PACE. And what I want to do is also give an open opportunity, that invitation to the June 2nd breakfast. They need to follow up on that right away and get a ticket, because there is support that PACE Center for Girls needs. They are, you know, they partner with Orange County Public Schools, but for the most part, they work on the generosity of our community grants as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. For our event on June 6th.
No
worries, June 6th, Wednesday, June 6th. It's an opportunity for us to showcase what the need is. On average, there's a general delta or a gap between what we're given from our government and or our school board and what it actually costs, of about $5,000 per girl. So when you're talking about 50 girls, we're talking about $200,000 to $250,000 a year of a delta that we're looking to be able to cover. And we're grateful, so grateful for this community for being able to step in and to provide that support, because PACE is through that support. We have young girls that were at the threat of not graduating that now have graduated and moved on to college. We have girls that were right on the cusp of entering into the juvenile justice system and or the criminal justice system. And we know what those stats look like. It's very hard for them to get out. We have girls that have not only not entered from the time that they've been at PACE, but now 5-6 years later have not had any brushes with the law. So the savings, not only economically, but also from a society and a community perspective, is huge. And finally, we have young girls that are going out and creating, as they grow, they're creating their own families. So one of our first alumni that ever came through the doors at PACE Orange, we're delighted to be able to have her join us for June 6th. She talks about how PACE was what she needed at the time, and how from what she learned from PACE, she now owns her own company. She has her own daughter, and her daughter is now going into social work because she's seen how her mother raised her in a totally different way than the way that her grandmother raised her mother. And now she wants to be able to do that for young ladies. So a whole generation has been totally transformed by simply for one young girl coming to PACE.
I tell you, there are some life-changing stories just like that that you will hear June 6th at the breakfast. You can go online to see some of those phenomenal stories, meet some of those wonderful girls. They are so interesting. I got to tell you, what I love about the PACE girls is that they make no bones about where they are and who they are.
Absolutely.
So there's a level of confidence that begins to get it reinfused back into them. How is that so?
You know, I think because when we started this conversation, it was all about who is a Pace girl. At the core, it is a girl that knows that she is worth more and she understands what her worth is.
And she won't give up.
And she will not give up. Our girls are some of the most resilient young women I have ever met. People, frankly, that I have ever met. And the fact that they will not give up. Most of these girls, it takes them 2 hours to get to school just by taking the bus. 2 hours one way. We've had girls that have missed the bus, that have maybe the bus was late or what have you. They have still come to school because it was that important to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these were girls that previously weren't going to school at all, but now they're fighting to get to that safe place. So the resiliency is beyond inspiring. It's a gift for me to be there with them.
What about the instructors who deal with these girls every day? What is the specialty of some of them to be able to come in there and do the works that they do with these girls?
I think it's a wonderful balance of, and I'm so glad you asked that because I'm so grateful for such an amazing, amazing team. We have a lot of new faces that have joined Pace, and I'm grateful for them because they bring such a level of energy, but it's a wonderful balance of compassion and structure. You have people that understand and can relate to maybe where the girl may be coming from, but are also unwilling and unrelentless in their expectation for her because they know that she has it in her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it so special and why they're able to be successful in helping that young lady turn her life around.
I think also the student ratio teacher capacity is very good as well. So that gives you a chance to get to know these girls. I'm telling you, Pace is a special place that holds a dear portion of my heart. And it's because I'm a Pace girl through and through. When you really, really think about and go back over my life, I was a truant in middle school. I just hated school. I just felt so different. I'm not going to say that I was bullied. I will say that people attempted to, but the fight in me just threw them off from that. But that always meant that I had a horrible attitude and had to have that mean look on my face just to keep people back. Grew up in the projects and went to school, you know, in areas that just weren't so accepting.
Mm-hmm.
So I do understand. And I wish that there were a Pace center for me when I was growing up, because I certainly would have begged, kicked and screamed, probably came down there and tried to enroll my own self, Rosine, because I just think about all that, the struggle.
Yes.
And if a girl really, really, really wants to get from A to B, she's going to have to put up enough of a fight because it ain't easy. It is really not easy.
It isn't. And, you know, I definitely attest to that. I'm convinced that my middle school experience, which was horrible, I still don't understand the concept of putting all of these kids between the ages of 11 and 14 in one building. That concept is just, the point of middle school drives me nuts. If I ever become Secretary of Education, I'm going to figure out how to get rid of that. But because middle school is just so hard. You're trying to figure out everything, and you're surrounded by everyone else trying to figure out everything. And my middle school experience was horrible.
And there's not enough of the stopgaps in middle school to really kind of even that threshold out. And
yes,
they'll tell you, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that.
Correct.
But middle school was hard.
Very hard. And I dealt with bouts of depression and levels of anxiety because you're trying to figure out life at a very difficult time. And so, yes, I can attest to being that Pace girl and wishing that there was something more there, where I did have a smaller ratio, where there were fewer kids in my class, where I could really get to know my teacher. And I'm just grateful for the teachers that I had that were able to fight past that. But that was a different time. These days, our teachers,
not so much.
So many different things that are placed on them that got, and really truly, I value every single teacher, regardless of if they're in alternative ed, public school, special education. The requirements are so different. They don't have the time. But thankfully, at Pace, with a 1-to-14 ratio, our teachers do have the time to be able to get to know and invest in every girl and to be able to give them the support that they need.
Well, before we wrap up, Rosine Johnson, again, Executive Director, Pace Center for Girls, give us the address, the website, as well as your phone number.
Absolutely. So our address is 445 North Wymore Road in Winter Park, Florida. Our phone number is 407-992-0456. And our website is pacecenter.org. And you can do a backslash to get to Orange. Or you could just simply do www.pacecenter.org. And that will take you to Pace Center for Girls. Our upcoming event is Wednesday, June 6th. And it's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. So it's a free event, a free opportunity for the community to hear about the resilience of our girls, how their support has already helped us, and how their continued support will allow us to serve even more.
I appreciate you. So nice to get to know you. And you got an open door. Come on back whenever you're ready.
Wonderful. I totally will. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. And thank you again for listening to another edition of Community Connection on Star 94.5. The Glory of Gospel with Pastor Reva Timms is up next on Star 94.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.